This is the Senate State Affairs Committee hearing. Today is April 13th, 2012. The time is 9:05 in the morning. We have with us Senator Geisel, Vice Chair Pasfan, myself, Wilikowski, and we'll have one bill up before us at this point. That is House Bill 347, which would prohibit the use of municipal funds to support or oppose an initiative. This is the first hearing on the bill. It's sponsored by Representative Olson. Do we have someone from Representative Olson's office here? Oh, okay. Welcome to the committee. You could come forward, put yourself on the record, and present the bill.
Good morning, Chairman Wilikowski and members of the committee. Thank you for hearing House Bill 347 this morning. For the record, my name is Anna Latham, staff to Representative Kurt Olson. Before you is a CS for House Bill 347, an act prohibiting the use of municipal funds to support or oppose an initiative proposal filed with the Lieutenant Governor or to circulate a petition for a statewide ballot initiative without approval by municipal voters at an election relating to the reporting of certain expenditures and providing for an effective date. Briefly, I'll outline the bill. Section 1 is amended to include that expenditures authorized by municipal voters still must be reported to the Commission in the same manner as individuals required to report under AS 1513-040. Section 2 amends AS 1513-145 and adds a new subsection to read that money held by a municipality may be used to support or oppose an initiative proposal filed with the Lieutenant Governor under AS 1545020 or to circulate a petition for a statewide initiative, but only if the use of funds for that purpose have been approved by municipal voters at an election. And Section 3 provides an effective date of August 29, 2012. Currently, municipalities can spend thousands of dollars on consultants and paid signature collectors to influence the outcome of a ballot initiative. Although this is rare, I'd like to give you an example. According to quarterly APOC reports from October through December of 2011, the North Slope Borough contributed $25,000, the Bristol Bay Borough contributed $4,000, and the City of Valdez contributed $5,000 to the Alaska Sea Party, the group formed to restore coastal zone management. Although these aren't particularly large sums of money for municipalities, it's the expenditure of public funds for special interest groups that was the genesis of this bill. And although voters may be in support of a ballot initiative, they may not be in favor of municipal funds being allocated to special interest groups to finance that initiative, as Alaska law currently allows. I asked Legislative Research for a report on how many states had enacted legislation similar to House Bill 347. 14 of the 20 states that they reviewed prohibited the use of public funds to support or oppose an initiative altogether. HB 347 is far less restrictive and just prohibits municipal funds from being spent to finance statewide ballot initiatives. Municipal ballot initiatives would not be affected by this legislation. At previous hearings, questions about the constitutionality of the bill arose, particularly in regard to the First Amendment. Does this bill infringe on municipalities' rights of free speech? The answer is no. Government entities have no independent First Amendment rights. I have concurred with the Department of Law and Legislative Legal Services that the bill is constitutional. The intent of House Bill 347 is to keep the ballot initiative process fair and to ensure that the priorities of the municipality are the same as the priorities of its citizens. This concludes my testimony, and I'll be available to answer questions. And thank you again for hearing this bill today.
All right, thank you, Anna. Questions for the bill sponsor? Okay, I don't see any. Let's move on to public testimony. We've got Kathy Wasserman. Kathy, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Top of the morning. Kathy Wasserman, Alaska Municipal League. The Municipal League has been opposed to this bill from the beginning, primarily because we will always come out and protect the ability of municipalities to make their own decisions at the local level. If they wish to take part in a signature gathering or an initiative, we feel they should have that right. Will they always represent every person in their community? No, of course not. The legislature never can make everyone in the state happy. You may have two or three in the state that aren't happy with some of your decisions. And municipalities are in that same boat. But however, we do already have a requirement on in-state regulations that require us to have two ordinances held before we appropriate money. So there is an opportunity for the public to have information on what we're doing. They must, they can attend those two hearings. Public comment is allowed. They're publicly noticed. So there is a time for the public to give their voice. To hold a special election can cost, in the city of Anchorage, for instance, up to $350,000 for a special election. If the municipality of Anchorage wishes to donate, let's just say, the high mark of what Ms. Latham mentioned was $25,000. To spend $350,000 to spend $25,000 is certainly not a wise business choice, and I would hope something that the state would not require municipalities to do. As I said, we've been against this bill from the beginning, but as we got into the last days of session and things start flying, I would also like to put on the record that Representative Olson has been very good to work with in these last couple of days. I've been very upfront about my disregard for this bill, and he has been very good about listening to those concerns, and I just didn't want to let that pass, that he has not been open to our suggestions and concerns. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your testimony, Kathy. Questions? I don't see any.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Okay, next up we have Mayor Bruce Patello. Mayor, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, my name is Bruce Patello, Mayor of the City and Borough of Juneau. I appear here in two capacities, one as Mayor of the City and Borough of Juneau, which has a distinct interest in this legislation, but also as Chair of the Alaska Sea Party. As the sponsor of the legislation is made clear, the primary focus has been the initiative that the Sea Party undertook late last fall. And my sense, again, from the testimony this morning, is that the primary objection to expenditure was the fact that three municipalities in the state went in support and appropriated monies to deal with special interest. With that, I wish to take exception. The effort to restore coastal zone management in the state was a result particularly of an organization of which all three municipalities are a part, and that's the Alaska Municipal League, Alaska Conference of Mayors. More generally, one might ask the question whether this bill would ever have arisen if an initiative might well have dealt with opening of ANWR, for example, or the establishment of a in-state bullet pipeline, or any of a number of issues of statewide importance and concern. If, however, the bill truly reflects simply an unease with representative democracy in the sense of elected officials making decisions about how the resources of a community consistent with their charter may be expended, and therefore there need to be some curbs on it. And I would suggest that the model would, for consistency purposes, be applied to other areas of representative democracy. And I most specifically would suggest that if it is an imposition on local governments, a similar amendment should be made to our corporations code to require that no corporation be permitted to expend money without the approval of their shareholders. I think in that respect, one might have a broader perspective about the perniciousness of this particular bill. As Ms. Wasserman pointed out, in all practical respects, were this bill to become law, it would bar basically virtually all local government participation in initiatives. And that's a reflection of both the cost of running elections for appropriations in that measure, but also the timing. If one wants to bypass special elections, with the exception of Anchorage, which has its cycle in April, virtually every other municipality in the state runs its sole municipal elections in October. And given the cycle of initiatives, it basically means local governments will not have a role to play. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my testimony. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. And the record should reflect we've been joined by Senator Meyer and Senator Kukesh as well. Questions for Mayor Botello? Senator Bassman.
Just commenting upon, I like the thought process on the private corporations elections.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else in the room wanting to testify? Is there anyone else online wanting to testify? I don't see anyone. We're going to close public testimony. Okay, let's bring the bill sponsor back up, Ann, if you could just come back. Any response to the public testimony?
For the record, my name is Anna Latham, staff to Representative Kurt Olson. And I would just like to say it only affects statewide ballot initiatives, not municipal initiatives or elections in any way. And I just thank you for the opportunity to hear the bill today. And we'll take the considerations for amendments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you like the Mayor Botello's suggestion? For
We can always consider it.
Okay. Questions from the committee? Senator Bassman.
Well, you know, certainly with respect to the free speech issue, do you know whether it has been analyzed? In other words, if private corporations have free speech rights under Citizen United, wouldn't this restrict municipalities more than governments in their exercise of free speech rights? And, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Senator Pascan, through the chair, I think that this needs a little bit more work as far as looking into that, and I can do some research and get back to you.
Okay, other questions? Okay, I don't see any. If members have proposed amendments, if you could get them to my office as soon as possible. Senator Pasvan and I are needed to establish a quorum in Judiciary Committee, which is going on right now. And there are a lot of bills coming back and forth in the bodies, and so I'm going to adjourn to the call of the chair in case there is the need to reconvene. So with that, we are recessed to the call of the chair.